Schön, das Samen Chesam Rala geworden. Again, the Gemara says, Tana de Beri Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel learns like this. That Tana he learned, de Beri Rabbi Shmuel Tana. In the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, they learned like this. The Pasuk says, Ben Ish Li Ishtoi, Ben Av La Bitoi, is Mikan. From this Pasuk, he learns out to our Mishnah that Lenara Hamarosa, if you have a Nara, young girl, she's only 12 years old, and she's Marosa, she just got married, she only has Kedushin, she has a husband, but they did not make Nisuyin yet. In such a case, Halachar is Shalviyo Ubailo Mefirin Adoreho. If she made a Neder, now when she got married, so to be made for the Neder, the Halachar is she needs both. The husband and the father together, they have to be made for the Neder. And he learns that from this Pasuk, at the end of the Pasuk says, Ben Ureo Beisaviyo, so it says Halachar Beisaviyo, it also says Ben Ish Lishto Ben Av Lebitoi, so it's a Hekesh that sometimes you need both. You need the father and the husband together to be made for her Nadorim. So when is that? When she's a Nara Hamarasa. She's not totally in the Rishus of the father, because she got married already. But she's not totally in the Rishus of the husband, because she didn't make Nisuyin yet. She's still a Nara, so she's in both Rishus, the father and the husband. You need both of them to be made for her Nadar. Now the Gemara is Latona Devar Rabbi Shmuel. Im ho yasil yish mayavidlei. I before Rav Darshan the Pasuk of Imho Yosil Yish that taught us this halacha, that this Havayi means you only made Kedushin, so then you need the father and the husband to do it. So according to Tanis Ber Bishmuel, that he learns it out from the Pasuk Ben Ish Lishtoi, what does he do with the Pasuk we had before of Imho Yosil Yish? So Gemara says, Mukim he used it, Liyidach the Rava. For the other Chiddush of Rava, Rabba, it's a Chiddush later we'll see, that the Ran says, Kiddach the Rabbah, the Yom LeKamon, Makish, Koidmin, Havaya, Shniya, LeKoidmin, Havaya, Rishoina. We'll make a Hekesh later. That in case we got married the second time, so the Locha, to be made from the Dorm that was made before the second Kedushin, is just like before the Havaya, Rishoina. We'll have that Halacha later in the Fahim. So that's what he uses this Pasuk, Vimho Yasil Yish for. Now the Gemara asks, for Rava, according to Rava, Haida Tonin, the very Bishmuel, Mayovidle, has Rava before Darshan that the Chiddush of our Mishnah from the Pasuk for Imho Yosil Yish? That's how we know that there's a case that the father and the husband together, we need them both together to be made for the Neder, to take off the Nedarim that his wife made. So what do we do then with the first the Pasuk of Tana Devar Rabbi Shmuel of this Rosh of Ben Ish Liishtoi Ben Av Lebitoi? What's the Chiddush? So the Gemara says, Mi Boyele Loimer comes to teach us Shehabal meifu nedorim shebeinoi lebeino. That the Baal also has a right to be meifu nedorim that his wife made that pertains between both of them, between her and him. Such nedorim the husband could be meifu. As the Ran says, Leima, the second line of the big lines, Leima shehabal meifu devorim shebeinoi lebeino. The nidre inu nefesh behed yiksivi. It's not that there's a parsha in the Torah that a husband has a right to be made for his wife's nedarim. In other words, you don't have to go to a chacham, you don't have to go to a bezdin. When the husband hears about it, he just says, Mufalacho, I don't want this neder. The husband could do that. It's not by any neder the wife makes. It's only by special nedarim. So one case is inu nefesh. If she makes a neder that she can't eat or she can't eat certain food that gives her pain, such nedarim the husband has a right to be made for. That's a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Kol neder v'chol shvuas iser la'anos nefesh bein ish liyishtoi." That's one pasuk. The la'anos nefesh, that whenever the neder is to give himself pain and the husband like can't take it, he has a right to be made for his wife's nedarim. And we'll soon see the Ran says the same thing applies when a father has the right to be made for his own daughter's nedarim. When the daughter is like from 11 years old until 12 and a half, until she's a bageres, she's brishus hav. So when the father hears the neder, he can be made for it. He has the same halachas. He could only be made for if the neder was, first of all, of inu nefesh, and secondly, by a husband, u'benish liyishtoi. Now, hu adin, itzrach l'dvarim shebeino lebeino. Has this pasuk now, benish liyishtoi, to come to teach us that a husband could only be made for nedarim that has to do with him and his wife. L'kama b'yidach pirkei meforish mayniyu. The next parak, the Gemara will go to explain exactly which nedarim is considered that she made something against the husband. Like she makes a neder not to have tashmish with the husband, or not to cook for her husband. She makes nedarim that pertains to the husband. That's the halacha. The husband has a right to be made for that neder. Now the Ran holds that v'chiheichid the baal, the same thing by a husband, ein emeifa benidri ishtoi, el in the dorm sheesh bem inui, udvorm shebenola beino, that a husband has the right to be made for his wife's nadorim, without going to a chochem, but it's only these special nadorim, that either there's inu, she's giving some pain to herself, or else it has to do with between her and husband. So Ran says, hochinama, the same thing applies av, by the father. Is ein emeifa benidri bitoi el elu bavad. The same thing when a father has the right to be made for his daughter's nedarim, it's only a neder that either it's inu nefesh, it's something that gives herself pain, or else it has to do between her and her father. These two types of nedarim is what the father could be made for. That's why we need the pasuk ben ish li ish before. Now the Gemara goes to a famous shayla. Ibo'ilihu, I have a question like this. What's the halacha baal megiz gaiz or miklash kolish? The Chura case is, like our Mishnah says, when you have this Nara Hamarosa, you have this young girl, she's 12 years old, and she just got married, and they did not make Nisuyin. They only make Kedushin. She's called an Arusa. So the Loch of the Mishnah says that if she makes a Neder, there are two people, and we need both of them together to be made for it. The husband and the father together have to be made for the Neder. Now the Shailah is, when one does it, like each one, how do we look at it? Let's say the Baal, when the husband, when he hears that his wife made the nether, he right away says, Muflecha, I don't want that nether. I made for the nether for you. So, before the father does it, when the husband did it by himself, Megiz Gaiz, do we consider as if he knocked off half of the nether? Megiz Gaiz, like he chopped it in half, like it's two parts of the nether, and the husband takes off one half, and then the father takes off the second half. That's one way to look at it. Like L'moshel Levi, let's say the wife made a neder not to eat two olives. So maybe the neder is upon two olives. So maybe when the husband is made for it, he likes take off the yisr neder from one olive. That's called Megiz Gaiz. He chops off half of the neder. And then when the father does it, he takes off the other half, the other olive. Oy, the other tzad is no, the other way is maybe not. Miklash Kolish, that when the husband does it first, he doesn't take off a complete half of the nether. He only makes a little bit weak. Like if the nether was upon, let's say, two olives. And now the husband, when he hears about it, he's made for the nether. He doesn't take off the nether completely from any part of the olive. But just the whole two olives now is miklas kolish, became a little bit weaker. The nether is a little bit weaker, because like half of its strength was taken off. And then when the father does it, he completes that for her. So that's the shayla.
What does weak mean, though? I mean,
weak. Almost, good. We'll say. Let's see the Ran. Let's see the Ran. The Ran sounds like this: Iboilihu, Baal Megiz Gaiz or Miklash Kolish Kolaymar Orus Sheina Meferela Mishit Foser Diav. When the only has kedushin, so the husband now needs the father also to be made for the nether. Now, Kishem Mefer Chelkoi, when the husband makes hafora. True, then the next day the father hears about it, he'll also be made for it. But the first day when the husband heard about it, and he made hafara, is the pshat megiz gaiz kloimar. Shechoyte chatziya neder lagamri. It's like he cuts off half of the nether. Umavatloi, and he takes it away completely. The chetzi of achor, the other half, nishar chozak. It's strong, kevatchil, like in the beginning. Vloyiklish leklal, it's not weak at all, the other half. That's one way to learn. Oi, maybe no. Miklash kolish. It makes it weaker. What does that mean? The loynei mechota chatya neder. It doesn't mean you cut off half of the neder. The levata lehu palga vidach palga kudakoi koi. That's not the pshat. Ela biaforis oris miklashu the kolish lei kule neder. He like weakens the whole neder. Or the kami boy lei bioris who adin biav chadmena anoket. The same shali would be if the father makes the neder first. So that's the question. When one makes it first, what did he do to the nether? Is it like he chopped off half of the nether? Or no, the whole nether is still here, just it's a little bit weaker, that's all. What's the nafkamina? So Gemara says, what's the case? Let's say the wife made a nether not to eat two olives. She made it on two olives. For Shama Oris, and first the Oris heard about it, the husband heard about it, and he was made for the nether. And then she ate these two olives. The question is like this. Iyamrinin Megas Gaius. If we say the Pshat is Megas Gaius, that when the husband did it so far by himself, he like chopped off half of the nether. So the Pshat is he like took off the nether off one Zayas. But on the second Zayas, the nether was completely there. Therefore, since she ate both of these Zayas, these two olives, she'll for sure get Malkus now. Because one of these two is the nether. True, the husband was made for his portion, but his portion is like only half of the nether was taken off. Since there were two Zaysim involved, so true, one is Mutter, but if she eats both of them, she'll get Malkus. But if you tell me the other way, Amrinan, if you'll tell me though, Miklas Kolish, Isura, Miklas Kolish, if you tell me now when the husband was made for the nether, he made the whole nether weak on the both olives. He made the nether is still there, true, but it's a weaker type of a nether, which means now if she eats it, she would not get Malkus anymore. So then we say, Isura Biyamahu, it's only called an Isser, it's called a Kolish, a weak Isser. So that's the Shalomai, what's the Locha? This is the Nafkamina. When the husband, or else the father, either one of them, was made for her nether, and then right away she went and ate it. So the question is, does she get Malkus now or not? So we say the first one is Miklash Kolish, the whole thing. So therefore there's only like an Isura Bialma that's left over, but not the strength of a Malkus. Or else no, on half of it it's a complete nether, and therefore she will still get Malkus. That's the Gemara Shaila. So Gemara says, Toshima, come and I'll bring your proof. From the Gemara later, it says like this, Eimosai Omru, when do we say that Meis HaBal, in the case, the wife, she made a nether, and right now she needs both the husband and the father to be made for the nether. What's going to be if Meis HaBal, let's say the husband dies, Nisroitna Rishus Liav, when do we say that now the whole thing gets thrown back to the father, and the father can be made for the nether by himself? That's called Nisroitna. It's thrown back to the father. So again, Amosai, when do I say, Amosai Omer, when is it said that Meis HaBal, if the husband dies now after Kedushin, And she made a nether, that Nisroikna Rishus Liav, that all the power of this nether gets thrown to the father. And now the father by himself could be made for this nether. Bizman, in the case, Shaloi Shema HaBal, Kaidim Shiyomas. The husband did not hear about this nether before he died. So he didn't do like he was Iker, he was not Mekayimit. He didn't make a Kiyim to the nether. He Bechlau didn't hear about it. And then he died. So then very good, now the father takes over. Oisha Shoma, or else even the case where he heard about it, Vishosik, and he kept quiet. Oisha Shoma Umeis, Oisha Shoma Bhofer, or else he heard and he was made for the nether right away, Umeis Bay Bayoim, and he died that day. Now that it says that the husband had died that day, the main part is upon the Shtika. Because the locher is like this. If you hear the nether that your wife made a nether, so if you hear about it, you have a complete day to do something. Either you could be made for it, that means take it away, or else if you keep quiet for a full day, that is automatically like a Maisa Koma. That automatically is like you are Mekayim, like your Megala does to us, that you're Menach Nichalei, that you're Nicha with this Neder. So therefore here we don't want that to happen. We don't want that the husband did anything to make the Neder stay. So either the case is the husband didn't hear about it at all, or else when he did hear about it, either he was made for the Neder right away, or else he died that day before we did anything. So again, since the day did not pass by yet, it is not called Hakama. So in such a case, the nether is like not untouchable yet. The husband's portion, he did not make Hakama. He did not make that the nether should be here. Therefore we say, when the husband dies, Zui Shoshaninu. This is what we learned, that Meis HaBal, when the husband dies, Nisroikna Rishus Liav, that the nether now gets thrown to the father, and the father by himself has the right to be made for the nether.